Sometimes they spent days on end in the saddle, miles away from the homestead, camping at night under a sky so vast and filled with stars, it seemed they were a part of God. The gray-brown land swarmed with life. Kangaroos in flocks of thousands streamed leaping through the trees, taking fences in their stride, utterly lovely in their grace and freedom in numbers. Emus built their nests in the middle of the grassy plain and stalked like giants about their territorial boundaries, taking fright at anything strange and running fleeter than horses away from their dark green football-sized eggs. Termites built rusty towers like miniature skyscrapers. Huge ants with a savage bite poured in rivers down mounded holes in the ground. The bird life was so rich and varied there seemed no end to new kinds, and they lived not in ones and twos, but in thousands upon thousands. Tiny green and yellow parakeets, Fee used to call lovebirds, but which the locals called budgerigars. Scarlet and blue smallish parrots called rosellas. Big pale gray parrots with brilliant purplish-pink breasts, underwings, and heads called galahs. And the great pure white birds with cheeky yellow combs called sulfur-crested cockatoos. Exquisite tiny finches whirred and wheeled, so did sparrows and starlings, and the strong brown kingfishers, called kookaburras, laughed and chuckled gleefully, or dived for snakes, their favorite food. They were well-nigh human, all these birds, and completely without fear, sitting in hundreds in the trees, peering about with bright, intelligent eyes, screaming, talking, laughing, imitating anything that produced a sound. Fearsome lizards, 5 or 6 feet long, pounded over the ground and leaped lithely for high tree branches, as at home off the earth as on it. They were goannas. And there were many other lizards, smaller, but some no less frightening, adorned with horny triceratopsian ruffs about their necks, or with swollen bright blue tongues. Of snakes the variety was almost endless, and the Clearys learned that the biggest and most dangerous-looking were often the most benign, while a stumpy little creature a foot long might be a death adder. Carpet snakes, copper snakes, tree snakes, red-bellied black snakes, brown snakes, lethal tiger snakes. And insects, grasshoppers, locusts, crickets, bees, flies of all sizes and sorts, cicadas, gnats, dragonflies, giant moths, and so many butterflies.